stand and let's join together and sing the doxology. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the great cloud of witnesses like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Gideon and Samson and Samuel and David and all of the prophets of the Old Testament and many others who have lived lives of faithfulness and given us an example of how to run this race of life in faith. Let us follow their example. And let us lay aside every weight and sin which hinders us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for us even now, and we pray in His name, the way that He taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 38. Would you please take a hymn book and turn to hymn number 38, and let's all stand together and sing stanzas 1 and 3 of Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. And we'll continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we once were blind, but You gave us eyes to see You and Your Word. Your Word is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. Yet in our sinfulness, sometimes we read Your words and we cannot see You. We cannot see Your will. Our sight has been dimmed by the darkness of sin in our hearts. In the power of Your Spirit, we pray that You would open our eyes to see Your truth, that You would etch Your words upon our souls. By the power of Your Word, we pray that You would rebuke our sin, that You would call forth confession from our broken hearts, reveal to us anew the glories of Your grace, and cause us to walk daily by its light. Make Your Word sweet to our taste, so that we might hunger to be fed from its richness. Teach us to love Your Word and change our will so that we can obey it. Father, we pray for those among us who are sick. We pray for healing. We pray for those. We pray comfort for the grieving. We pray rest for the weary. We pray for strength for the weak. Father, we would pray for the missionaries that are taking the gospel all around the world, and especially for the ones that we support from this church. We pray for the Bolings in Mexico, and for the chaplains at MTW, and for Rodney and Jana Davila in Costa Rica, and for Lee and Emma DeHogue in North Africa, and for Steve and Diane Hill in Peru, and for Jim and Mary Alice Patterson working with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and for Jim and Karen Romaine in New York City. And we pray especially for Jim as he comes to speak to us this Wednesday night. We pray for all of these missionaries, that You would support them, that You would encourage them, that You would supply all of their needs. And we pray for all of the missionaries of Christ around the world, that You would show strong support for them all as they, and we pray that You would increase the kingdom of Jesus Christ among all peoples of the world. Father, we pray all of these things in the name and for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the back of your Trinity hymnal, you'll find the words to Psalm 101. And that is our responsive reading this morning. Would you turn there with me? And let's read the words from Psalm 101 together responsively. I will sing of Your love and justice to You, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will walk in My house with blameless heart. The deeds of faithless men I hate, they will not cling to me. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in My house. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. Our next hymn is number 295. Would you take your hymn book and turn to hymn number 295? And let's stand and continue to worship God by singing stanzas 1 and 4. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your providential care over us. We thank you for the way that you provide for all of our needs, spiritual needs and material, physical needs. And now we take this opportunity to bring an offering to you as a manifestation of our worship. We pray that you would receive it and bless it and use it to increase the kingdom of our Savior, Jesus Christ, to the utmost parts of the earth. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Message this morning comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. Matthew 16, verses 21 through 23, and you can find that on page 973 in the Pew Bible. This is what it says. From that time, Jesus began to show His disciples that He must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The Word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.